Among the things at risk in Iraq are thousands of years of art and archaeological artifacts. Commentator Lee Marshall says this culture is not just the heritage of Iraqis, it's the heritage of the world.
Lately, I have taken to sitting in my living room, listening to the news, and feeling depressed. My floors and walls are covered with tattered antique oriental carpets, tattered being the only kind an impoverished writer can afford. The colors of these rugs, indigo, deep red, gold, sometimes green, gleam jewel-like in the daytime. In late morning light, the blues in particular shine like stained glass. These old carpets have sparked in me a curiosity that has unfurled a great swath of Islamic art and culture. I've learned that during the 10th century, Baghdad was considered the capital of the Islamic world. History books call Iraq the cradle of civilization. It has been part of many empires: Assyrian, Babylonian, Arabian, Ottoman, and Persian. My carpet obsession led me to Persian miniature painting, a tradition that peaked during the Middle Ages in various cities throughout the empire. The paintings portray both commonplace and mystical subjects with shimmering colors and delicate lines. A prince seated on a carpet, sharing pomegranates with his beloved. Soldiers charging on horseback. Alexander the Great learning his fate from a talking tree. There are often tiny birds in the margins. Persian miniaturists drew the designs used for classical carpets, and they often illuminated books of verse. Last year in a used bookstore, I found a tiny book on Persian miniatures. It contained one of the most charming bits of verse I've ever read. The City of Baghdad in Flood by Nasir of Bukhara, circa 1468 A.D. The Tigris this year had a wonderful drunken gait. Its feet in chains and its hand to its lips. Was it out of its mind? Its waters in a whirlpool and reaching to the edge of the ramparts. It was as if Baghdad was the candle and the Tigris the moth. Each time I listen to the news from Baghdad now, I look down at the elegant design of a beat-up 150-year-old Persian bijar carpet. Bijar in Iran is just a few hundred miles from Baghdad. Once part of the same empire, both cities are part of the Islamic world, a world many of us have never seen and did not even learn about in school. I think about the poet Nasir further away in a distant corner of that same empire, further away in time, describing with love and wonder the capital city he too had never seen. And each time I am struck with delight and with grief. The country that holds the legacy of that culture is being ripped apart from inside and out. A wonderful drunken gait! Are we out of our minds? Now it's as if Baghdad is the candle and we are the moth.
The comments of Lee Marshall, a writer in Richmond, Virginia.